Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Children in the care of the state are being targeted and sexually exploited by coordinated gangs of predatory men. That's according to new research published today by the Sexual Exploitation Research Project at UCD. The Protecting Against Predators study describes incidents of girls being taken from residential care homes by taxis and brought to hotels where they were then sexually exploited and abused. Well, to talk more about this, I'm joined on the line by criminologist Trine O'Connor. Trine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colm.
The findings of this study are shocking and disturbing, to say the least. We hear about a 16-year-old girl in one case who has been exploited by a group of men who would pick her up from a residential care home, and this is a quote, practically every night of the week, and later pair with new clothes or jewellery.
Yeah.
Are you surprised to learn about this and reading what the findings are of the study?
Unfortunately, Colm, I'm not, because any of us who work in this arena are aware that this has been going on, because it has been investigated last year and the year before. So even within that report, you actually saw a girl as young as 12, Colm, being coerced. She viewed these men as her boyfriend. They coerced her into sexual acts. It's very, very disturbing. I suppose from my perspective, one of the things that troubles me is we do have the Children First Act 2015, which puts the responsibility on any adult, even somebody in a shop, if you see somebody who's possibly being exploited, that you have a duty of care as an adult within this state to report it. And within organisations, you will have mandated persons who are the leader and the person in charge that you should go to. So all of these different responsibilities and protocols are here, are already here, established. And that troubles me, that if somebody is witnessing young people, a young person going out every night and turning up with jewellery and clothes, then where is the duty of care there? Where is the investigation to stop that happening within a care home?
Now, they, in some cases, I heard Ruth Breslin from UCD on Morning Ireland earlier talking about girls going missing maybe for days and coming back clearly having been under the influence of alcohol and drugs in a bad state. And this being a whisper amongst professionals that girls are engaging in risky behaviour, it doesn't really, I suppose, highlight the seriousness of the fact that they're being targeted for criminal behaviour, rape, abuse, exploitation.
Yeah, and it's very hard, Colm, not to draw some parallels with the exploitation scandals that we saw in the UK over recent years, like in Rochdale and Rotherham, and how the victims of them scandals were treated. It was the same kind of softly approach. Sometimes people are afraid to touch it because it's so big. Like, this really is the tip of the iceberg, as one of the people within the report said. It's very troubling. And I suppose over the last couple of days, Colm, I've thought to myself when I saw this report this morning, like, to be vulnerable in this country, we've seen the high rise in domestic violence numbers to women's aid. We've seen adults in care homes, and now we're seeing young people in care homes. And the whole safeguarding of vulnerable people in this country, we really need to take a proper look at and resource properly. The guards, as we know, are having a crisis. Their numbers are so low. So there's a whole wraparound process we need to do to safeguard vulnerable people.
And how do you run a care home in a safe environment that gives teenagers the freedom they need to engage with their peers and form relationships on their own terms, and at the same time protect them from exploitation?
Yeah, well, that's where the guards are so helpful, Colm. So if you're running a care home and you see, because it happens, the groomers will hang around outside and you engage with the guards will step in there and they'll offer the protection for the children once they leave the care home. Within the care home itself, it's about doing that really tricky work with young people, about building self-esteem, about building confidence that they can come and talk, becoming that trusting adult for them. So it's all about relationship building, because for many of these young people, and because relationships have broken down is why they may end up in care. So it's important that the staff, there is enough staff, there is enough trained staff to be able to build that relationship with the young person so that you can be a trusted adult to them and that you can support them. But if when they go outside the door that there's groomers there, that you have the guards informed, and the guards will target that. They're very good at supporting care homes in that way.
And how do trusted adults compete with somebody who these girls might see in the initial stages as their boyfriend if they're providing them with, you know, jewellery, clothes, electronic equipment, money, and they see this as an expression of affection rather than part of a grooming process?
Yeah, that is the really difficult piece. And actually, in the cases that I mentioned earlier in the UK, that was one of the biggest issues, was convincing the young person, actually, this person is not your boyfriend. This person is abusing you. And for them to, because for some of them, it may be the first time that they feel that they've had love from somebody, from an adult, and then they're getting spoiled by somebody. So it's that whole love bombing that happens for these young people. But the love bombing does only last a short period of time, and then you're going to be used and abused even further, and sometimes passed around, which often happens within these gangs. So it's been there when the young person falls. So when the realisation dawns that actually I am being used, it's making sure that you have kept the communication open so that they don't feel that if they come back to you, you're going to say, I told you so, for example. It's about letting them know you're here for them when you fall. When you come to realisation. And it's just about being present, I suppose, and giving them every opportunity to be able to talk about their feelings, because that is the key to this, is keeping communication open.
Now, this is coordinated, the study says, coordinated yeah. networks or gangs of predatory men. I mean, that's quite a frightening organisation to be dealing with for people who are often young social workers going to work on a day-to-day basis. I mean, how are the workers safeguarded and empowered to try and act and advocate on behalf of these vulnerable young people?
Well, that's where your management team will step in. So you will have the mandated person. So you don't actually deal with the gang yourself. It will be the management of the care home that will set up them supports to the Garda, because the Garda are there to protect us and keep us safe. So you wouldn't really have social workers, and you shouldn't have social workers going out of the care home and facing up to somebody who's a predatory person outside. That's not the proper protocol, because that will just escalate things. So it's important that protocols are in place, number one, and two, that they're followed, and that they're not ignored, because some reports within this was that some people felt that they couldn't report because they didn't want to damage the reputation of wherever it was they worked. And that's very troubling to me, because
this is some hotel staff said they didn't want to report on the basis it would affect the reputation of the hotel.
Yeah, and that's very troubling to me, because if a young person is vulnerable and if a young person is being exploited, the reputation of a business should never come in front of that. The priority for us as a society is to protect our young people. So,
right. It's actually also a breach of children first, isn't it? There is an obligation on that adult to report it. It's not a discretionary issue as to whether or not the hotel is going to look bad because of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's correct. They're breaking Children First Act 2015. But a lot of people may not be aware of that. You know, they turn a blind eye. They say they don't know what to do. But actually, everybody should have a mandated person, and particularly if they have young people coming in and out.
Right. So it doesn't have to be approvable. If you have a concern about a young person, in good faith, you can report this to the authorities.
That's
you
correct.
Don't need to have seen a sexual act take place to report your concerns about a young person who you think might be exploited.
Absolutely not. You don't have to have any proof, but you can raise a concern, and then that will be thoroughly investigated. So if you work somewhere and you see the same child being brought in three or four times a week by different men, and that raises a concern in you, which it should do, rightly, then you would either report it to your mandated person and then they would deal with the guards, or report it to one of your team members and then they would bring it to the guards, whatever the protocol is within the organisation or the hotel or whatever it is where you work. But you should never ignore it. You should never turn a blind eye. These are vulnerable children, and we all have to look out for them.
All right. Ruth Breslin said that the UCD study recommended a HICWA investigation into this, because HICWA inspects the care homes, and for an immediate investigation to take place. That's something you'd support, is it?
I totally echo that. I think that's important, and I think it needs to start today. You know, this can't wait. Childhood can't wait. The damage that has been done to these young people, you know, they've already got some, you know, trauma from their childhood. That's why a lot of them are in care, whatever the issues are for them. And now we're piling this on, so we're failing them again. We're taking them into care and we're failing them again. And what message does that send? young people, and the what that's going to do to their psyche, how it can lead to the outcomes for them young people can be really terrible.
All right, Trine O'Connor, criminologist, thanks very much for joining us. TUSLA says it's aware of the allegations and it remains concerned. And if you're affected by anything we've just discussed, you can find out more information about helplines by visiting rte.ie/helplines.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.